This is Ted Kennedy. New consumer voting records just out for Congress show Senator Al Simpson in the bottom half of the Senate. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, the Consumer Federation of America has published its 1992 voting records for members of the Senate and the House. You're in the bottom half of the Senate with a pro-consumer rating of only 42%. That's a failing grade, Al. Republicans overall scored even worse, only 28%. Democrats racked up an 85% pro-consumer percentage. You probably won't ask, Al, but I'll tell you anyway, I scored 100. You voted against safe drinking water, Al, against refunds for consumers overcharged by gas companies, against other key pro-consumer issues. Time after time on major votes in Congress, you lined up on the wrong side. Polluters, big business, and other special interests love you, Al, but you're no friend of consumers.
If you mean consumer as in one who works hard and shops sensibly for goods and services, then you've never been more wrong. But if you mean consumer as in left-wing, Ralph Nader-like, self-promoting groups like that, then I couldn't agree with you more, pal. I am no friend of theirs. Ted, you think a consumer is some twinkly-eyed liberal who just loves it every time you lay on more burdensome new regulations that add $5,000 a year to the cost of goods each American family buys. That's pro-consumer? Come on. Ted, that group didn't like it one bit when I voted to cut all special interest PAC contributions and give individual consumers more say in the political process. It's certainly no secret that you lefties could never survive without PAC money from phony contrived groups like this one. Ted, try listening to the real consumers outside the Beltway. They'll tell you what you can do with that 100% report card of yours. You bet. If you have a topic you'd like Ted Kennedy and I to do on Face Off, send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.